Greetings, this is your girl, Christina Elevation Wilson, a.k.a. comedian, Ella the Speller, the Phenomenal Storyteller. And as my name states, I am a storyteller. I'm a comedian and storyteller who passionately infuses the art of rapid spelling and storytelling to engage my audiences. I just love what I do. I love that I have a gift that I can share with the world. And it's free. Well, it ain't free. If you book me, you're going to have to pay for me. I'm just saying. But what I love about laughter, it's universal. And India Irie said it best. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. There is hope. And so I just really enjoy coming to you. I don't know what it is about me doing my chronicles at night. Like midnight. Sometimes I wake up at 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock rock, right? I get up and I just start talking. And you know, I used to get in trouble for talking. This is true, S-T-O-R-Y. I used to talk so much that we had a substitute teacher back in the 1900s. Mm-hmm. True story. She told me, she said, Miss Wilson, stop talking. No, she said, she told me to stop talking. Just stop talking. The class is supposed to be quiet. We're supposed to be working on a geography paper, honey. I don't know nothing about no geography, honey. I'm still a little bit challenged when it comes to the demographics and things of that nature. But the teacher told me to be quiet. Not me. Oh, no. Honey, I just talked. I talked myself right into the principal's office, honey. But what happened before I went into the principal's office is that she wrote me a pink slip. You know, back in the late 1980s, you got a pink slip to go to the principal's office. But not me, honey. You know, I love to eat. You know what I did? I chewed that pink slip. I didn't like the ink on it. The ink didn't taste good. But I chewed the pink slip up and went across the hallway and hid in the auditorium. I wish I was telling lies, a true story. Went in the auditorium and hid in the auditorium. I don't know how one of the classmates knew I was in the auditorium. They came in there and I told them, don't you tell nobody, right? This fucker went back to the class and obviously told the substitute teacher that I was hiding in the auditorium. So I heard the doors of the auditorium open. It's a true story. I heard the doors open, right? I went my silly self, gonna pop my head up like Orr Redenbacher. She said, come on with me, Christina. Here's what she asked me to do in the beginning. She told me to stop talking. I didn't stop talking. So she asked me to write my name on a piece of paper. Well, I wrote my name. I wrote Helen Wilson, who actually really isn't my name. But they told me when I was born that they gave me my auntie's middle name. But it wasn't on my birth certificate. So silly me, instead of putting, you know, Helen Johnson, I put Helen Wilson. So when my teacher came back, not only did I lose my recess when my real teacher came back, but I ended up getting walked down to the principal's office and lost my recess for 3 weeks because I lied to the teacher. Oh my God. So Christina, I was always mischievous, honey. Well, my grandma told me to do something, right? I had to question her and then I had to talk back to her. You know, I always had a smart mouth. Wasn't really, let's just say I just had a, as my grandma say, a wet mouth. My mouth was wet, right? One time, I remember my grandma told me that, I want to say it was wash the dishes, and I told her, you wash the dishes? I said, you wash the dishes yourself. Now, let me just tell you something. A lot of women are paying a lot of money to get red bottoms, right? Red bottoms were made back in the late 1900s. You know how I know? Because when I told my grandmother, you wash the dishes, she took her right hand and she wound that thing up like a yo-yo. And she went across my left cheek and my right cheek. And honey, that is when I learned about red bottoms. It was absolutely free. Yes, it was. Yes, honey. And like I said, so for me, I just always talk. Just talk. Just talk, Chad. Just talk in the D-A-R-K. Sometimes I say in the D-O-K. Just talk in the dark, you know, from the country. But I just crack myself up. I'm in my bed with my pillow, with my covers. The lights are off, honey. And I'm just talking and having a good time. I hope you all enjoy me, too. You know, one thing about me, you ever hear anybody talking, they talk so much to take a swallow like that to keep on talking? It's like, could you just get something to drink and come back? But I get excited hearing my pretty voice. My girlfriend always used to say, you think you got a pretty voice, why you like to talk? But let me tell you that, the people's, P-O-P-L-E-S, the people's is paying me the T-A-L-K. And I mean, I ain't talking to look chump change, you know what I'm saying? But speaking of chump change, you know, back in 1978, I was 8 years old. It's a true story. In 1978, I started a penny candy business on the playground, selling penny candy for 5 cents. Let me tell you something. I always had an entrepreneurial spirit, right? I was selling penny candy for 5 cents. And guess what? The kid was buying it. They was buying the picture. Let me tell you something. I would go to the little B uptown in Cambridge. You know, Cambridge is where I'm from. Cambridge, Virginia. K-E-M-B-R-I-D-G. Not Cambridge, Massachusetts, okay? So I would go up to the little store. I get 100 pieces of candy. How much is that? $1. And if I felt really special, child, if somebody gave me a $5 bill, oh my God. I was almost about to have a heart attack. Did you realize all the money that I could make with that $5 bill? But you know what? $1 was enough for a third grader back in the 1900s. Honey, I got that brown bag. You know, a lot of people use brown bag for other things. I got that brown bag with that bag about to bust open, like about to erupt like a volcano. And I got up on that bus and I would take that little candy to the playground. I would be selling them candy. Sometimes I put things on credit for people because you don't get to help people out, be a people candy credit up, you know. But honey, let me tell you something. I was on that playground. When I tell you I was slinging candy, I just think back to my younger self. I was just so bold. Yes, honey. Yes. I was slinging candy on the playground. I'd give people, okay, you get 5 pieces of candy. You got to pay me on Friday, though. Yeah, that's how I was. And child, when the weekend came, it went back up there and you restocked. But I think my cousins were stealing candy from me, though. That's what I think. Because my supplies started getting low. I said, wait a minute. Somebody's coming in my room stealing my candy. Yeah, I think my cousin stole my candy. But I would replenish them. Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying, look, I always knew that I had something in me. I had a hustle and hustle. I had a hustle and a drive that I just felt like I just had to do something different. And I enjoyed it. I enjoy selling the candy. Anyway, I don't know if I'm getting off track here, but here's what I really started doing this podcast for tonight. I was thinking to myself, we talk a lot to each other, and I was thinking, I had a situation about 2 weeks ago. So I'm grateful for my job. I really am. I work with a great group of people. While being quarantined, it's almost been 1 year now. And so my job has been very SLOW, like very limited WRK. And so when the new year came in, actually when the old year went out, I was feeling like, okay, I'm going to talk to my boss. I'm going to ask for some more responsibilities because I am really bored here at home. I really didn't have enough work to take me through the day. In a day, I might answer 2 emails and maybe a phone call, but I really had so much time to work on my personal things. But why did I allow guilt to consume me? So here I go with my big old mouth. This is the name of this podcast, my big old mouth. Let me tell you, be careful what comes out your big old mouth. Now you can use your big old mouth for blessings or for curses. Now, I don't really feel like me opening my big old mouth was really wrong, right? I felt I was operating in integrity, right? So I sent my boss an email and I'm like, look, you guys have given me this wonderful bonus and I'm really grateful that I have my job, but I just feel guilty, like the company is paying me and I'm not earning my pay. There I go with my big mouth. Why I had to say that, huh? I sent that lady that email. That lady called me. We had a conference call. She said, oh, now look, I'm working from home 5 days a week. I go into the DC office, you know, just 1 day a week. And that 1 day a week is just for me to go and just take care of the office and make sure everything is running smoothly, you know, do the mail and all that good stuff. So I would go sometimes. I would go in. I do that, stay for an hour or two. Then I come back and I work from home. Some days I would go into the office simply because I wanted to get out of the house to have more peace and quiet so I could work on my business, okay? Why now me and my big old mouth? Why me with my big old mouth? Now I got to go over to the Fairfax office one day a week to support the admin team. I said, see, you and your big old mouth don't know how to accept the blessings that God done gave you. Now, you've been wanting to work from home and get paid so you can have this time to do what you got to do. But no, not you. No, you got to tell the people how guilty you feel because they done gave you a bonus. Don't you know them people doing the same thing you're doing, staying at home with their feet up in the air, drinking cappuccinos, frappuccinos, and here you go with your big old mouth. You ever know anybody with a big old mouth like that? You just get sick of. Well, guess what? I was sick of myself for telling myself to talk to that woman. Because she sure fixed me. Grandma said you got to fix people. She fixed me. I bet y'all won't tell anybody else. I ain't got nothing to do. Now I got to go out of the house into the office. Now I got to go into the D.C. office once a week. So why did you do that? Now that's 2 days. Now I got to put extra attention to utilizing the time I have left. Don't walk around with a big mouth, opening your big old fat flapping mouth. Anybody ask you to report yourself and turn yourself? That's like, well, I don't steal. I mean, no more. Okay, I'll tell you that story at another time. I used to do some things like that. I'm embarrassed to admit it, but back in the day, this was in the late 1900s, but I was younger. Okay, Y-O-U-N-G-R. Okay, look. So, where was I? Somebody help me tip where I was. Anyway, me and my big mouth. Here's what I'm saying about my big mouth. My big mouth is now allowing me to get paid. So, I am going to be intentional about using this big mouth every day, every hour I can, because the more I talk, the more my money in my pocketbook talks. And so I just want to encourage you, if God has given you a gift to use your big mouth, use your big mouth to make money, not get in your car and go burn up your gas, go into your office, but you really don't want to be it anyway. I mean, I like the people, they're nice, but I don't like the job. I'm just as bored as I can be. But that's okay, because I'm going to take my podcast, and I'm going to turn it on, and I'm going to sit up there, I'm going to be talking. People are going to be looking at me, but I'm like, you know what? It's all good in the hood. Yeah, because we got a pretty voice. And when you got a pretty voice, you got to use it. So I also want to say that I have another podcast coming out to this one. It's called Pump. Pump stands for Play Up My Pretty. Is that it? Pump. Play Up My Pretty. This podcast will be for women. And I'll even say for men. If you want to play up your pretty, that's fine too. But it really is for people that just maybe you struggle with whatever it is. Maybe you don't like your eyes. Maybe you love your eyes. Maybe you have nice, gorgeous, voluptuous lips like me, honey. They used to call me horse lips back in the day. That was so discouraging to me. I probably could get paid for my lips to do a lip commercial. What do you think about that? They said I had some soup coolers, honey. Yes, indeed. So here's what Play Up Your Pretty is. It's about focusing on the assets and the attributes that you have to make yourself pretty. Look, if you want to get a long hair weave, if it makes you feel good, and if you want to play up your pretty that way, if you want to take a razor blade, shave it all off, it's all up to you. You can still play up your pretty. But it may be your eyes, it may be your cheekbones. I just want women to feel empowered and to feel beautiful, however you are. But if you want to take it one notch up and play up your pretty, I say go for it. That'll be another episode. But I'm just saying for right now, I just wanted to share that, guys, with you to just know that you have a voice. All of us have a voice. And you are able to use that voice to encourage and inspire people, to just let people know that they are, what do I want to say? You are amazing. You are talented. You are gifted. You are special. You are smart. You are handsome. You're gorgeous. You are brilliant. You're intellectual. You are amazing. Some of us are a little bit cray cray. It's all good though. Open up your big mouth and start your podcast. Let me tell you about this podcast. This podcast is done on an Anchor app. Let me tell you why I love it. It's free. Oh my God. This is so amazing. I would never have thought something like this would be available to me. I'm just laying here in my bed with my pretty self, talking to my own SEL. That's what I do a lot of times. I encourage you, start a podcast. Start a podcast. Share your gifts with the world. Perhaps you sing. Start a podcast singing. Perhaps you spell just like Emmy. I love the S-P-E-L-L. It just feels so G-O-D. Now, I don't know the whole lot of B-I-G-W-R-D-S, but honey, I just spell my heart out. Do you hear me? That's how you get people. If you want to get you a boyfriend, right? If you want to just talk with your soft and sexy voice, don't talk. Just start spelling. He'll be like, what you saying? Just come closer so you can hear me. And just start spelling in his ear real quiet like T-H-A-T. And you ain't really saying, you know, T-H-I-N-G, but you're just trying to get his A-T-T-E-N-T-L-E-N. Listen, guys, I'm enjoying this podcast. I'm having fun. I never thought I could talk so much. I remember back in, this was probably in the early 2000s, I was doing a play. It was directed by Mr. Lawrence Doolin. It was with KPAC, the Creative and Performing Arts Center, honey. I joined the organization because I thought it stood for cookies and pies and cakes. You know, I like to eat. KPAC, C-A-P-A-C, cookies and pies and cakes. Ain't that something? I'm something else. But he told me one time we did a play. It was called the Slabtown District Convention. And I got on stage. I was Pearline Diggs, honey. Look it up. I got on stage. He said, just talk. And I started talking for about 2 minutes. He said, keep talking. I went on about 4 or 5. He said, just keep talking. Chad, before I know, I was on the stage for 20 minutes. I was just talking. Then I just kept on talking. See, because like I said, I got a pretty voice I got to use. I don't know about y'all, but I crack my own self up sometimes. And sometimes you got to do that. You know why? Because sometimes, especially during these times of quarantine, it will make you feel crazy. You might think you're losing your mind. So when I get on here and I just start talking, it just make my credit score rise to the roof like Slim Fast. Remember Slim Fast? I ain't never get slim, but I sure was eating fast though. But anyway, look, I'm getting ready to get on off here. I don't even know how many minutes I've been on here. I'm just talking, honey. And like I said, I got a phrase to say, like I said, if you just keep talking, honey, you could just talk so much. You could just talk your talk it to the bank. People said, take it to the bank. Talk it to the bank. Oh, that's going to be a new tagline. Talk it to the bank. Let me write that down. Oh, I'm going on almost 20 minutes. Okay. Talk it to the bank. I like that. Let me write it down because that's 50 years old. You know, your memory ain't as sharp as it used to be. But I'm going to talk it to the bank, honey. Yes, indeedy, sweetie. So, guys, listen. I hope that you will follow me and listen to my podcast, and I hope that you will get some kind of humor and entertainment out of this. This is what I was gifted to do. I love to make people giggle, okay? I really do enjoy making people laugh, bringing a smile to people's faces, and it doesn't cost anything to do that. So I just ask that you will laugh with me, that you will shut up your big mouth and stop talking so much. And talking yourself into something that ain't really for you. This right here, this is for me, honey. I enjoy it. E-N-G-O-Y-S. E-N-G-O-Y-S. I enjoy it. Got to put an S on it. I enjoy us talking. Now, I'm going to get ready to get on off here. I've been on here for a while, but I got to get up and get ready. Like, you know, well, actually, I got a few more hours before I got to get up. See, I don't talk myself so much. I don't even know what time it is at this point. I'm just talking now. I'm just talking. I was trying to figure out if there was something else I wanted to say to you. But listen, here's what I want to say. I want to encourage you to make your own podcast. You know, it is so much easy and it's so much fun. And you would have no idea how many people you're blessing or inspiring to do their own thing. Or just to have someone to listen in and say, you know what? I was listening to your podcast, girl. You cracked me up. I might just get a husband from this podcast. Hey, bae. Okay, it feels like my time is coming to an end. I'm not ready to stop talking. I'm going to actually go and take a nap and probably come back to you again. Okay, so thank you so much for listening. My name is Christine Elevation Wilson, a.k.a. comedian Ella the Speller, the phenomenal storyteller. You heard it first, right here on Anchor. Bye.